you, sir. Good morning, Excellencies. On job protection in the context of the workers' right to security of tenure. To address the issue of subcontracting practices, the government issued, in consultation with its worker and employer partners, Department of Labor and Employment Order No. 174, reaffirming the workers' constitutional and statutory right to security of tenure. The issuance prohibits labor-only contracting and other illicit forms of employment arrangements and reinforces workers' right to labor standards, self-organization, collective bargaining, and requires mandatory registration and minimum capitalization requirements for contractors and subcontractors. To ensure compliance with the issuance, the government will undertake a review of the enforcement framework of labor laws and standards. The government will also reinforce its existing pool of labor law compliance officers with additional 200 plantilla items. On the matter of protecting the rights of migrant workers, safeguarding the rights and promoting the welfare of migrant Filipino workers is a priority of the Philippine government. To protect job seekers from illegal and unscrupulous recruiters, the Philippine Overseas Employment Administration regulates the overseas recruitment industry and publishes timely labor market information. The workers likewise undergo a mandatory pre-departure orientation seminar to acquaint them with the work environment, labor laws, culture, and practices in their destination countries. While working abroad, workers can avail of various services through the Migrant Workers Resource Center established by the Philippine government on site, such as work-related services, temporary shelter, and repatriation assistance for workers in distress. As a social protection, overseas Filipino workers are enrolled in a social service and insurance benefit scheme through the Overseas Workers Welfare Administration. And in preparation for their eventual return to the Philippines, expatriate workers are afforded reintegration preparedness seminars such as financial literacy, skills training and upgrading, and entrepreneurial workshops. Filipino migrant workers are also given access to soft loans for enterprise financing and scholarships for their children. The Philippines has existing bilateral labor agreements with 31 destination countries, has actively contributed in multilateral fora like IOM, GFMD, and ILO, and has been recognized as a global model for its labor migration policy. Thank you, Excellencies.